if you're bad in this life, you're going to come back in the next life as these microphones.
Why?
Because we're breathing our garlic breath. Right into them.
It's garlic.
Welcome to a garlicky brown load.
It's red onion breath. It's fire.
No, red load.
No, mine's straight up garlic.
Yeah.
We need to invent. I wish we could talk and people could get the scent.
Who would want that? No one wants aroma pods.
No, because then that would bring them straight into our chat. They would feel like, oh, I'm part of it.
Yeah, but you've got, if they time it wrong.
Now they're thinking, if they've got onion and garlic breath
themselves,
they've had a curry.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
No, we didn't.
No.
What do we have? Guess again. We've got garlic breath. Is it from garlic naan?
No. Close.
Well done to you, kids. Try again. What did we eat? We had a bruschetta. We had a garlic bread with tomato and onion. It depends what region of Italy you're from, apparently.
Oh.
Whether you say bruschetta or bruschetta.
Okay.
It's like paratha and pronta. I say pronta. You guys say paratha.
Paratha.
I find myself culturally appropriating myself when I'm around you, and I change it to paratha when I'm talking to you guys.
Paratha.
Yeah, a paratha. Oh, I love those stuffed parathas.
Parathas.
You always get a mate that says that. I made a little bruschetta, but I like making bruschetta because it's chopped onion, good. chopped tomato, basil.
Because we had front row seats on how you were making it, and you know you were enjoying it. It was you were finely cutting the onions. It's good techers, Tommy. I've got to say, I was really impressed. And it was banging. It was very, very good.
It was very good. It was nice to just watch.
It was very good.
No, honestly, it was good. Like them. The method behind it.
The method was good. For me, it a little bit it lacked.
Here we go.
No, out of 10 points.
It lacked better company.
Yeah. No. Out of 10 points, I'd give it 9.5. Oh. Only little thing. And you know this, that would have taken it to the MasterChef level was a little
garam masala.
No. Just the...
Ajwain.
Chili oil. Just a bit of chili.
But you don't need chili oil on bruschetta.
No. But like what I'm saying is this was so good. This was super, super.
No, but I'm sorry. It's like now you're saying... Like, imagine if you have a carbonara, Tommy.
Yes.
It's not meant to have chili in it.
I agree. But you know what this is, Satch?
Bruschetta?
Yeah.
It's not meant to have chili in
it. No, of course it can.
This is
No,
his
but it's
taste.
Not meant to.
This is his taste.
Yeah, I mean,
he
if he...
He adds chili to everything. He's that guy.
If he makes a bruschetta...
Excuse me, sir. You got any Tabasco? That's Ken.
Not Tabasco, no.
Excuse me, sir.
Chili oil, which is Italian cuisine. It fits, it works.
I personally wouldn't like a spicy chili. What I think it needed was a bit more olive oil.
Or you can replace it with chili oil. Same thing. But you don't need that.
I'm sorry. If he's making bruschetta, he would get his masala out, basically. And start putting all the coriander powder on it.
Do Punjabis have the masala tin? I don't think.
Of course we do. The selection of masala.
Yeah. Do you have a tin? And it's got that small.
Like a thali of masala. Yeah. Well, I have one. I think my sisters have one. I don't think my mum and dad have. My mum's just got big reused Dolmio jars.
So is it a Punjabi thing that all the households are blessed with one? Or no?
No. I think okay. Now that you made.
See, because I just thought about it. And I thought I don't think they do.
You're so. Not in a pressured way. I'm fine with it. But I'm saying you're sort of forcing me to think about it. And when I think about it, I think you're right. Those little tins, those little cases.
Yeah.
That's more of a Gujarati rest of India thing rather than typically Punjabi. I think because we do things in big portions.
You're just emptying the big bottles.
Every house I've gone to, it's always been used coffee jars, used whatever, are full of that spice.
So your jeera and all of that would be in a big
in an old Nescafe.
That's different.
I think it's just portion size. Actually, and manual. But I do like when now I'm doing this cooking show, Desi Beat for Colors and all that, you go into people's houses and they've got like little labeled pots for everything. If I'm honest, they're not Punjabi. You know, not those ones.
Yeah.
But why do you label it if you know what's in there?
No, it's all nicely. But sometimes you might get
the fucky confused with the the fucky confused with the danju.
Sucky.
Some of them.
Are we going to have this Japanese rice wine sucky? Yeah. No, I said go get the fucky.
But you can get confusing. You know, like the garam masala and all of that. They all look a little bit similar. You can get confused.
What does the fucky go into?
No, but I'm just saying, if you've got a pot of the fakir and then you've got another pot of the others, the jiru or the dana jiru and all of that, and then, you know, it can get confusing.
But what does that go into? Well, what
dish? Rewind back then. What is fakir?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, come on, start again.
It's basically,
I remember that. FAKI.
Yeah, it's like a herbal mixture, and it's like, it doesn't really go into cooking.
But that's not in your staple.
No, but
in your team.
No, but it's in the extra. It's in the extra pantry. Yeah.
Well, I would say
that's not in your 6 or 7 or
the
eight.
The masala.
A completely new thing that I'm realizing. Oh my god, everybody cooks with this because I'm going around to so many people's houses now. Hing.
Oh yeah, that's standard Gujarati.
Is that Gujarati?
Yeah, that's a straight up. So do you not put hing in everything?
Nope. Never even come across it. Never even knew. Never knew hing was a thing.
That's why I think Punjabi food is
too
heavy.
Much hing.
I think
you're in trouble.
Yeah.
No.
Dingling.
No, hing.
No.
Hing is there. It's good for you.
It's a digestive thing. Yeah, that's what I mean. If you have too much of it, it might mess you up.
I don't,
it might digest straight away.
Yeah,
then
right.
I think that's why Punjabi food, I think people find it heavy because they don't put the hing.
They don't hing it up.
Yeah, they don't hing it.
No, I think that's a blag.
Hing-a-ling-a-ling.
I think that's, you know, ask an influencer. They'll know.
Hing-a-ling-a-ling. School bell ring.
Ask a hing influencer.
Knife and fork.
To fight for some more hing. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, anyway, welcome along. What's going on in the world? Hold on. Kedjubai?
Yes.
You just come over from
Canada. Also, you calling me Kedjubai means all of a sudden people are messaging me calling me Kedjubai.
It's lovely. It's a lovely term. Kedjubai is like...
I mean, they're taking a mickey.
And when... What film came out when... Bye, 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 was in the song.
That's that Ranveer Singh. Yeah.
And in that one, and that was it. After that, we were fooled by.
I think I like Tim. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Later.
Kedge, bye. Bye.
Bye.
Leave. Go. See ya. Kedge, bye. You came back from a holiday.
Yes. Hello, hello.
Where were you? Where were
you? I was in Spain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Spain? Malaga, Madrid, the city, the capital.
Marbella, very
popular.
Alicante.
Alicante.
Oh.
That's quite popular with Brits. Whereabouts specifically in Alicante were you?
Well, we flew to Alicante.
Yeah.
We can leave it at that.
Nah.
I think
Tell them where you went. Because you're class bunda.
So we went to a nearby town, which is near the beach.
Yeah.
And it got a nice beach.
Does it start with a B?
Yes.
Go on, tell them.
We were in Benidorm.
Why would you? Like, do you know what? If someone said to me, Tommy, if you rang me tomorrow and said, Satch, we're going away the next day, we're going Benidorm, I'd say to you, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
I'd straight up refuse.
No, when he told me he was going, I was like, oh, right. What competition did you win?
You
must have won a competition.
No, you can't discriminate.
Are you going up to pick up your mobility scooter?
Yeah. People, you know what I saw?
You know what I saw? Mobility scooter, which got 2 seaters, so front and back.
I know, brother. I've seen them all. I went to, the one time I've been there, they had valet parking for mobility scooters outside the club.
Yes.
Outside the club. So those people were in the club.
Yeah.
Mobile.
Yes.
And yet they couldn't walk there.
So you basically get off your scooter outside the door, someone jumps on, parks it for you, and they've got that little bays outside.
Are you sure that's just not the Benidorm scooter service? You know how you can hire scooters in Iron Harbour?
Mobility scooter.
They've cracked down on it. You have to be over like 65 or whatever it is now.
You can't just be...
Yeah.
You can't be rolling around.
Yeah, we thought about it, but no.
Really?
So how was it? How was
Benidorm? Yeah, it was like...
Who'd you go with?
So
Mum, dad? No.
It was just a bit of a lads. Lads.
What?
It was a little gathering because it was one of our mates' birthday. He's obviously moved out of Thailand.
That's why you went Benidorm. Okay.
Yeah, no. So he's moved out. And so, not moved out, but he's moved out of England anyway. So he lives abroad. And then he comes to see his parents who live in Spain.
Right.
Which is closer to Alicante.
Yeah, of course. And
this is why we end up in Benidorm. This is why we're there. It's not out of choice.
No,
this
of course
is just
not.
Convenient.
No, but
he shall I come to Watford or do you want to come?
No, because he's not coming to UK.
No, but that's a bit of a cop out. Like, I mean, look, if you're in Spain, you could even, from Alicante, you can jump on a flight to Barcelona or something. Do you know what I mean? It's not far.
I did suggest that.
Yeah.
You could say to your mate who's in Alicante, you jump on a plane, meet us in Madrid or Barca or wherever. We'll fly to Barca.
I think over time we realised that he was being lazy.
Yep.
And we were just falling for it.
Yeah, but it's
and this time this was like the what do you call it? The goodbye tour.
Oh,
we decided.
The farewell tour.
This was the farewell Benidorm tour. Because it was exactly 10 years since we were there. The first time around.
Wow. You've gone every year.
not every year.
He's a regular this time. I know he is.
No, it's not been every year.
We've been there a few times.
He's not
told
every
us, Tommy.
Because it's got...
No, it's like four times, I think.
Because it's got Ben in the title.
Ben Durham.
Yeah, Durham.
Yeah, Durham. Yeah. So, but we decided that it was so bad. No, not so bad. I think that's the wrong word. Look, we had a brilliant time. Because you know what it's like. You're with your friends.
Yeah.
We're school friends.
It's bad. I've been there. It's bad.
No. But it's as good as what you make it out to be with your mates. And so, you know, the football was on Saturday. We were sitting outside. It was good weather.
I think that's what soldiers say about war. You know, like they're just there with their mates. But there's a risk of death.
You've got to make the best of it.
Shall I tell you a quick story about Benidorm?
Yeah,
when we were there, we stayed at a reasonably like all right hotel.
So that's what I mean. You've been.
I've been. We went on a stag. Never again.
Yeah, the first time we went was a stag. Oh, my God, it's terrible.
Flipping water stopped at the hotel. So for 2 days, no water.
Really?
We had to go to the shop, buy, do you know, the 5 litre
big jugs,
and
yeah.
bath each other. So like there was
that's a bonding.
No, I tell you
that's
what it is.
Why he never wants
I'll tell
to go
you
back.
Why. I'll tell you why we're bathing each other. So when you walk into the shower, there was a window above like the shower head, which went into the kitchen. Random. So obviously the other guys on the other side of the wall in the kitchen tipping the water over through the window.
So he's not looking.
So
you can have everything.
Yeah, but. We were just like, how have we, why are we in this situation?
It's bad.
It's Benidorm.
How has this boy's trip become me washing you through a window?
I know.
The wives are like, oh, do you think they're behaving? Like, I reckon so. I've just got this video of Satch being showered through a window.
Exactly.
So it was the funniest trip though.
It was funny
and we had some like,
Kedge,
you know,
are you going to go again?
No, this is not Benidorm. Like I said, we've knocked it on its head now.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's been done. It's absolutely done. But it was.
What are you like on holiday? What a kind of person? Because I tell you what, it's a bit of a leading question because in my head, what I'm thinking is that Kedge is Kedge. He ain't going to go there and go, oh, I know, I'm in Spain, learn a bit of Spanish, get involved. Oh, was it a local sightseeing tour? Yeah, let's go on that. You're
going to
be
really
Kedge like abroad, which is football fan, loud.
Yeah.
By the pool.
Yeah.
Dancing, music.
Yeah.
Maybe a portable speaker.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Took his spare shirt.
I was in charge of that. For the flat.
Even if somebody
spare
wanted to.
Spare
for the flat, huh?
You took your spare shirt.
There was a spare shirt on the Saturday. Daytime only. Daytime only. And yeah, like, I think as they described it, he goes, we've got to keep Kedge not like completely drunk. We've got to keep him on a level because he keeps bringing the energy.
Yeah.
So, and I thought, you know what? I think that was a backhanded compliment, but I like that. They were don't over force Kedge into drinking.
Do you know what I know though about him?
About Kedge.
He was drunk.
Yeah.
Because he messaged me.
Oh, what did he say?
Yeah, we were.
He messaged me on
love you, man.
It was Saturday night. And I was like,
no, Friday night.
Friday night. This is out of hours for Kedge.
It was wild.
He goes, what time
was that, Saj?
Yeah, it was about 10 o'clock. And I'm like, he would never message me. Like, what does he want?
Yeah.
He goes, brother, I'm coming with you to the Formula One this year, yeah?
Yeah.
I was like,
Are you working for him?
Where's that come from?
Yeah.
Where has that come from?
Yeah. So he's obviously.
Look,
because
I sold it him. Yeah. Satch can get
you
us.
You know what? Because he's sitting there showing off with his white friends, right? And he's going, so my mate Satch, he DJs at the Formula One in Abu Dhabi. And he's like, oh, yeah. And they're like, no way. Like, yeah, way. Yeah. I reckon he can get us in. Hold on 1 minute. Hey, Satch, I'm coming with you.
Well, I had to confirm with him. Is it possible? Are you going?
Like a nomad, I replied.
Yeah,
and then
he started waving his bat and goes, oh, show them this video, Kedge.
I sent him a little video I had on my phone.
And I showed them their video and they were like,
was that the Chris Gayle one? Is it Chris Gayle?
No, it was just, I showed him a video of like when no one was there.
The boat.
I was on a boat by myself. Yeah. Just walking around the boat and then you see the track.
It was on his Instagram at the time.
Yeah. It was like that.
So Kedge plus five. Kedge plus five is going to happen. Yeah. They're all excited about that.
And now it's going to become their new routine for the next 10 years. That's what you're starting off with.
But it was good. And so while I was out there, I thought I'd get you some Spanish chocolates.
Ooh.
There we go.
These are called Opareta and they're by a company called M&S.
There's nothing Spanish about these.
No, you know what? I forgot. So basically, I thought, I've got to get something for the Brownload podcast. So I just picked it up when I was in Marks & Spencer's today.
Can I be honest? They They sound amazing.
No, they sound good.
But I think they're good. Okay,
I'm not. We're not in paid, so I'm not going to overdo this.
Yeah.
But M&S's chocolates. They do these chocolate truffles. And now, normally, I'm a real listen. Cadbury's have got it nailed.
Yeah,
let's nobody else mess with it.
Yeah,
right?
You don't need to.
No.
Roundtree's will cover it. But the McVitie's Penguin is fantastic.
Yeah.
Fox's biscuits. Mm. We got loads. So these fancy ones, I'm like, nah, too fancy. But the M&S ones, I bet you these are amazing.
Let's do it. Let's crack it. This is why I got
M&S,
it.
M&S, they come in a little pink box and they call
so it. So he's just.
Oh, let me just describe it. Let me tell you what it is.
Yeah, go
a hazelnut covered in praline cream, a crispy wafer. So I'm thinking. All
praline.
Praline. What? How do they say it? Praline. Praline.
You made it sound like some sort of like supercar.
Praline. Yeah. I've got my pralines done. I've got UV light.
The Aldi praline.
In milk chocolates and chopped hazelnuts.
Go on.
Now, but hang on a minute. So, Tommy, yeah. I know you're opening the chocolates and it's fine. Mm. We'll eat the chocolates. But,
rappers.
My guy, he just went to M&S and bought chocolates. Yeah, and tried to say that.
But the thing was, what can I get you from Spain? You know,
well, I don't know.
It's like England anyway.
Go and have a look around.
No. There were these
big
banana sweets. And I thought, you're not gonna enjoy those. Because it was just loads
looks
of
like
sugar.
A Ferrero Rocher.
So then I thought, you know what? I've got to bring something for the boys.
Well, it's funny. So smells like a Ferrero. I'm in no position. Firstly, Satch is that.
Oh, my God, it is like a. It's a Ferrero Rocher.
It's a Ferrero Rocher with a couple of stripes.
We've got mugged off here, mate.
Oh, it's exactly Ferrero Rocher.
Is it really?
Oh, kid, you are. This is shit.
Is it? Oh, M&S, Ferrero Rocher's lawyer.
I think it's a poor man's M&S. Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like someone's brought over a box of Ferrero Rocher, but it says Rerero Poche.
So did you cock up the present from Spain? Mm. You bought a shit chocolate from M&S as well.
Which is what it would have been if I had got it from Spain anyway. So I think it kind of worked out well. But at least it sounds Spanish.
Opereta. But I bet it's more expensive than Ferrero Rocher. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, probably.
No, I don't know why brown people like Ferrero Rocher so much. I don't like them.
It's our go-to.
But why?
I think because it looks expensive.
Yeah, it's gold, isn't it? Gold.
It's gold but and it's
shit.
Brown.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
I don't think they're shit.
I'm not a fan. I think it's because I've probably eaten 700 million while I was growing up.
The reason I've gone off as I got older, someone told me it was 70 calories, 7-0.
What, in one?
Per thingy.
Yeah, you weren't allowed them.
That's not a lot.
Yes, it is.
That is a lot. Is something that size,
you
have
three.
A lot.
No, but like a chocolate bar is going to have that much anyway.
Yeah, but if you bang like four, some people have half the tray or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of calories.
I'm very capable of doing that. Whole nut. There's a family slab of whole nut in the house. It's getting done.
Should I tell you what I was like on holiday? Because I thought there was one thing that I thought was quite funny, which kind of sums me up quite nicely. But you guys would probably know that is that. So there were
72 calories in it.
There were three bedrooms.
Yeah.
All the bedrooms had two beds in it.
And you didn't stay in a dorm.
Nah. And there was five of us, right? So someone was going to get a room to themselves.
Right.
Okay, so there was
five people, three bedrooms.
Yeah, with two beds, single beds. Yeah. Well, no, two. There was six. So there were six separate beds.
Oh, someone just gets one.
Yeah, yeah. So there was all the chat going, oh, you know, who's sleeping what and everything.
I kept it quiet
because I didn't want to get involved in that. But I was there going.
You would like that room on your own.
Yeah. You know why? Because all four of them snore.
Oh.
So badly.
Yeah.
And then. I dropped the bomb when we got there. I went, guys, I'm having this one and I'm on my own because you called it. I called it. Even though Matt wanted to share with me because Matt goes, I'm only sharing with Ked because I know that he's neat and tidy.
He's going to be clean, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I said, I'm sorry, guys, but I can't sleep with you guys snoring. So I was a little bit selfish there. And I'm gonna put it out there.
That's the thing though with the boys.
And I know Matt
when
and
I go away, my guy mates, I only share with one other person.
Yeah.
And it'll only be that person.
And it because he's not. You're right. You got to find your own.
And that's
your own
bridge. Yeah. You both know.
And Matt and Jim do listen. Matt and Jim do listen to the podcast.
And he says the same thing. We're only going away if I'm sharing with Satch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, so I get lumbered with the loud person. So often.
Yeah, but that's because you are. You're a snorer as well.
No, I'm not. I'm not actually.
No, he's not a snorer.
I'm not a snorer. Not like that. You know. But what I've realised is. You know when women talk about, oh yeah, he snores, it's so bad. And some people even get divorced off the back of it and all that, right? Yeah. Like it's a thing.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like, how bad can snoring be? And I have some days where I might be a bit of a dry throat or when I was drinking more,
yeah.
You know, then you can kind of have that dry throat. Mm. But Then I shared a room on Stag Do's, and I'm like, oh my God,
that is
men
horrific.
Are animals.
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
Oh, no. I mean, women can be like big snorers as well.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
depends what kind of women you've had.
Well, no, but like on Virgin Radio, there was Virgin Radio. We had one of the presenters did a little send us in your WhatsApp of your partner snoring, and they were women.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was whales. Yeah, it was really? Like whales. Yeah. It's whales. Horrific. As in, whales. No, that's a. Sound coming out of the yeah.
Whale sound.
It was like, yeah.
I think they sounded like whales. I'm like, what noise are they?
Welsh.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. And they're wailing. That is what you meant. Mm. And but you're right. And I end up sharing with Simon. He won't mind me saying this.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the guy is so bad.
He's bad.
Right? Yeah, and not only that, you know, on but because it's Simon, if he's snoring and we're like a twin room or something, maybe even in the same bed,
Wait.
I'll nudge him. Right? I'll nudge him hard because I always end up in it. And he'll be like, oh, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
What are you doing for?
Yeah.
I said, honestly, you're so loud. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you can do that because that's your brother as well.
Yeah. I think you
can give him a little dick.
Yeah. But like, even in from my room, I could hear him. It was like a symphony going on in outside. He was just so bad. Yeah. One of them had to come and sleep in the living room because he goes, I can't sleep in the place because of the
videos. I'm not just saying this, but I always said this to my missus. I go, you don't realise. You know, you think, oh yeah, we're going on a lad's trip. I said, after one night, everyone wants to come home.
You're
everyone. There's not a lad there that wouldn't. They don't get me wrong. They're going to go home for a few days and then come back out again.
Yeah.
But like 2-3 days straight, men, smells, the kache,
the smell.
But that's
stuff,
what I mean. Like that. I set the rules. I'm like, mate, I'm only sharing with that person.
Yeah.
And like, we need, like, do you know, like.
Different apartments.
I don't like apartments. Like, I'd prefer a hotel where it's just like, it's just in your room.
Yeah.
Because there's no communal space of anyone doing that.
Satch is never,
And on that note, can I just tell the story about what happened yesterday?
Of course you can.
So Satch and I, while you were in Benidorm, we spent a whole day together.
Day romantic.
And night, yeah. I was doing a comedy show in Leicester, and just about you not being very communal. I've been saying to you, both of you guys, I go, look, come to the comedy show because there's so many brown load listeners that come there.
Mm.
And thank you, by the way, to all of you lot that do come. But we're in Leicester.
I just had a bruschetta burp. Carry
a nice little napalm.
I've just got nuts stuck in my teeth.
Oh,
easy.
Is it you're too close to Kedge? Yeah.
Kedge's chocolates.
Oh, yeah. Kedge's little fake nuts.
Yeah.
Fake Ferrero. Mm. So we get there and there was another show before us.
Yeah.
And while that show was finishing up, we were just waiting outside.
Got a little coffee and I got a little Coke Zero.
Yeah, right, and a bar. Mm. But if people were waiting there, they got there early for my show. Lovely. And he comes there and goes, oh, can I just say I'm a big fan of the brand? He was quite shy, wasn't he, that guy?
Was shy,
did you get his name?
No.
Oh, man. Right, he was quite good. Just say, you know, big
I feel his name was Sahil.
No. He didn't look like one.
Oh, well,
okay. Him and his wife were there, or his girlfriend, right. No, I think he was his wife.
He might,
sure.
You're going to get him in trouble now.
No,
poor Sahil. Yeah, Sahil's wife is going,
it wasn't Sahil.
There was a guy called Sahil who now came to my show on his own.
Yeah.
You made Sahil up. Is that weren't his name?
But anyway, he came over. Big fan of the brand. I went, nice. And he went, okay, get a picture. I went, yeah, of course you can. Had a little picture. And I went, look, Satch is at the bar. And he went, oh, no way. And he came out and he went, oh, hello, Satch. And he put his hand out. And as he put his hand out to Satch, he goes, I'm sorry, I know you don't like shaking people's hands. but it was like he said, I'm sorry. Like, he listens. He knows. He doesn't like people. But he's thinking, but in that moment, I know what he's thinking. Because obviously, I meet people that I watch and listen to, right?
Exactly.
So you kind of go, and you think that, oh, like, what mood are they in? Is he being Satch? Is that an act?
No.
And Satch just went, all right. And put his hands back in his pocket and stood there. Like, I'm there going, all right, you know, so what do you do?
Yeah.
You know.
You've got leg up on the
That's Tommy, isn't it? Like, I'm not really that kind of person. To be fair, I did speak to a load of other people that were Brownlow listeners there.
Right.
While Tommy was doing his thing.
Right.
People were coming over, taking photos and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. Nice. So, that's nice. Just having a chat with people.
So, any feedback?
Feedback?
Like, you, because this week we got a couple of people who just gave us massive feedback on Instagram, like, you know, about the podcast and, you know, what we do and how we do.
One person came over to me.
Yeah.
Tell kids to stop talking about marathons.
Oh, really?
No, I made that up.
No.
From what I hear, there's only been love for me.
Yeah, there is. Marathons. And actually, Varsha was there, one of our avid listeners.
Oh yeah,
and she
old school.
And I can't believe she never because she's been to quite a few shows but she's never met Satch before. Mm. And she goes, now I've just got the Kedge to go. It's a bit like, you know, when you go Disneyland and you get the little book of all the characters that you meet, and the kids get to sign it.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, they've met Tommy. They met Mickey.
She said that to me. And I was like, you don't want to meet
Donald. And now they got Goofy.
I'm the rare one, though. You know, it's difficult. It takes time. It takes time to find the Kedge.
I don't know.
The Kedge Pokemon.
There's a few 60-year-olds that found you in Benidorm. Please welcome them onto the podcast. Here they are, the girls from Benidorm. I would have loved to have just tracked down someone who was staying in your hotel and went, do you remember this guy?
No, because we were in an Airbnb, so there was no one.
Nice, Tommy. Do you know what? It was good to hang out yesterday and not, like, we weren't really, all right, you were working, but it was like... it weren't like...
We had the car journey together.
We were just chilling, not in a work capacity. Do you know what I mean? And just chatting about random stuff and
did it go deep? I'll
tell you where it went. Yeah. It went deep house.
Into music.
What we do on the way back, like, on the way there, I'm always a little bit angsty. Even though I know the show and all that, you're just a little bit like, oh, man, what if it doesn't go well? What if no one likes me? Oh, what if... Is this even funny? This isn't funny. Yeah. What am I doing? I regret this. And then you go out and do the show and it's great and people are lovely and everyone's really supportive and you're like, oh, what was I even thinking? But then on the way back then, we're kind of chilling. We went for a munch. Saffron Street. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
In Leicester. It was good.
No one tell you about the whole potato shop?
We weren't down that way. We were right opposite the station.
And you were saying there's another place that's really good.
There is some other places, but Mem Saab is really good. We weren't there. We were just down this way. And I was like, if we're gonna trek it in, it's just harder to get out. And do you know what I mean? Like,
it's getting practical.
You weren't near the old BBC.
No, I don't know. That's what we were central. I can't remember exactly where it was.
Well, I don't know where that is.
Okay. You know when you
near
delete,
the Holiday Inn
you
as you're coming
you
in.
Delete painful things from your memory.
Yeah. that's where we met.
That's where we met.
I've never been to the BBC in Leicester.
Yeah. Can you believe? Yeah. But I told this story. Can I tell again?
Yeah, you can.
The first time I met Kedge, I didn't meet him. Wasn't face to face. He was in my ears. He was in a gallery.
Mm. Oh.
And he was talking. I was in the studio. He was in the studio. He was talking to the producer.
Yeah.
And I had the headphones on as well.
Right.
And the first encounter with Kedge
is
him talking about me.
Oh. What did he say?
In a gossip kind of way.
What? Yeah.
He went to the producer. He went, so what's Tommy like? Is he all right? Like, can you actually chat to him?
He's a prick.
Like, can you chat to him on a level? Or can you...
Do I have to be...
Or do you have to kind of be... What's the word? Like
polite.
Sort of suck up to the... Yeah. Because presenters are known for being whatever, right?
Like, is he fragile? Or can I just tell him
how it is?
And then I came in and I found the button to talk. I went, don't worry, bruv. You can say anything you like. You can't hurt my feelings.
But that's what I knew. I thought that's fine. Because a lot of... presenters, not name names.
They can be a bit precious.
Yeah, very precious.
Or sensitive.
And so you have to just go, yes, sir, three bags full, sir. But I thought, if I can tell him and if I can help him, because, you know, sometimes you try and go and help someone, they get all upset about it.
Yeah, they don't like the
but
feedback.
I thought, if I can help
it's
him.
It's happened quite a few times.
Yeah. With me?
Yeah, I mean, different producers.
Got to help people. Upset them.
So all those, a lot of people.
So basically, Kedge, look at how Kedge protects his feelings. All those people he's upset over the years, he was just trying to help you. It's your fault. Right? There you go. Leicester was fun. Leicester was a good crowd.
So we went,
nice munch.
But it was, that's what I said. It was, the work bit was cool. You smashed it. He was actually really good, Kedge.
Yeah.
As in, I saw him in December when he did the Richard Blackmore thing. He's got better. And I said that to him. I was just like, do you know what? You can really see that.
They're improving.
You're getting better and better. It was really good.
I'm going to do one line on that. And just to say, it's such a wicked feeling. For me, you know what I like. You know I like performing. You know I like to be up on stages and doing stuff and games and playing around. So comedy is that in its rawest form. Mm. 1 hour, room full of laughter.
Mm.
I'm loving it. And you know, when you think back to everything that happened, and I was talking about the BBC and the Link and all that, you're like, it was so for a reason. Because this is the buzz of this.
Man.
I don't think I can do anymore. It's pretty how people talk about marathons or extreme sports or you playing
football
some
game.
Amazing gig where the crowd is. It's like it's all, you know, the crowd's like
Of course, it's the same feeling.
Right?
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, we did that.
It was
wicked vibe. But anyway, I loved it. But no, the nice thing was, and I missed this from my DJing days, was sitting in the car and you and I would do it, Kedge, but we'd be singing along.
We sing along.
And we might do Bollywood as well.
Yeah.
Satch and I were doing like house music, old school.
Yeah.
Old school.
Things that have sampled things, talking about the ways things are produced. Like it was a bit nerdy and I always find like radio shows and podcasts where they do that a bit I don't know, up their own backside. You know, like, oh, yeah, you know, this is like a funk fusion, to 90s sound combined with a Romanian folk.
They're very popular, though. They're very popular.
I'm sure, yeah, for people that are really into it. But I just find it like, is it a good song or not? You know, is it
We went through a whole heap of music, though. Wow. Honestly, the spectrum of music that we listened
to. But that's because his playlist on his kind of random Play My Songs playlist is everything he's ever played ever and might play in the future. He's on there. So we went like Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. Yeah, rap. It was a bit of, actually, A.P. Dillon came on in there, Dillon, right? Yeah. So it was just, you would have liked it because you would have enjoyed that. Okay, so it's like when you're having your lad's
Did
time.
You, Dodo Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I just tell you a random fact that I learned about him?
Go on.
So he...
Can you say Toto and not Dodo Africa?
Toto.
Isn't it Toto? It's not Toto.
Toto. It's not Toto.
Of course, I didn't say that. He said it.
You repeated it as Toto.
No, but he said it. Toto. That's why.
Oh,
that's
okay. did you
Toto.
Say
it? Yeah. Toto, yeah. But random fact that I learned about him. Mm. He is the same singer as the guy who sang the theme tune for Gummy Bears, the cartoon.
Gummy Bears. Everywhere.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere. Yeah, he sang that song.
Oh, what? Don't know that one.
How many? And the flames down in Africa. That guy. Him. And Gummy Bears.
Yeah.
Man, I reckon. They're both big songs. I was trying to work out if Gummy Bears would have made him more money.
Very quickly, Tommy. Seeing as I was thinking about this on the way up today. I was just like, obviously, you know, I was driving. Mm. If I was an Uber driver, how many stars?
Oh, mate, full 5 stars. Music, seat.
I'll take that.
Good chat.
Yeah, move my bag for me. Like he goes, oh, let us in by my feet. Let me get that moved out of the way so I can get on in. You know, things like that. Little awareness.
And the other way around, as a passenger?
Yeah, no, it was cool.
I was on time.
Yeah, it was cool. He was on time.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't make you wait too long. No.
Gage, by the way, I've just noticed, looking over, the sun's caught you a bit.
Has it?
A little bit. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I just need a little bit of sun. And because we were Saturday, like I said, obviously, it was the day after we went on the, I don't even know how many hour bender. But basically, we were just sitting there and just watching football out in the sun in a bar.
On Saturday. Do you know how bad the weather was here on Saturday?
Oh, really?
Bro, it rained all day, all night, and the beginning of Sunday.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it was torrential rain.
Yeah, because we started off watching a West Ham game. You could tell it was raining there.
Bro, I left to DJ at 6 in the evening.
Right.
I got home at 3. It just rained for 9 hours. Constantly.
And it's horrible.
It was horrible.
We had
20 degrees.
Windy,
it was beautiful. But you know how, like, you're saying, I got the sun quite nicely, but it was so funny because obviously the two English lads.
What was the rate? Was it brown people and white people?
So there was 3 Dessies and 2 white guys. We were 1 white guy down.
And you're all friends, not because you have to be.
No, we're all friends from school.
Really? It wasn't a diversity thing?
You're friends with other brown people.
Wow, look at that.
Two of them made it.
Never mentioned.
Two of them made it into the circle of Kedge's Trust.
Yeah, we've always only ever heard of people like Jim. What was the other
Jim and Matt.
Name? Matt.
Jim, Matt and Scott.
Yeah.
So what are the brown people's names then? Come on in.
Neil and Hemant.
But
we don't call him
never
that.
Heard
we
don't call him that. My life.
And you've known him how long?
Since we're 11.
Okay.
Matt, I've known since 3. The rest of them since 11.
Okay. Neil and Hemant. Let me tell you this. I've known Kedge 10 years.
Yeah.
He's never mentioned you. I promise you, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm saying, I don't know if he's mentioned
me. But they don't listen to this. The funny thing is, only Matt and Jim listen.
That's why you're dead to him. That's why you're dead to him. Unless you're part of his business. That's hilarious.
No. Can I just say, they sat out as well. We all sat down the same, and then they had shorts on. It's so funny. Their legs are pink.
But some people
and they burned them, and it's so the melanin and all laughing. Because Jim.
Wasn't that hot, was it?
How was it? 27?
No, 20. 20 degrees, but his legs have gone all pink and he couldn't walk properly. It was just
but no,
so
it's
funny.
A different heat though there. It's like,
the sun is a bit sharper.
The sun
is sharper.
Sun is sharper. Where is sweet? This is the time of year, I think, where everyone goes India. Like, I was in March, April. It's probably gone now.
It depends where you go.
It's now we're hitting May. I think it's too hot. Well, Punjab, I'm talking about my Punjab trips.
No, the Gujaratis are back.
They're back, yeah. I think the Punjabis are back now as well.
Okay.
Because you can only go for March and April. That's when it's cool. It's nice. Well, it's warm, but it's nice temperature because it
mild.
Can get very cold.
I'll not come back by Easter because then it gets too hot.
So how cold is it over
April
January?
April onwards is hot.
Is it
not cold.
It's not cold. It's about 20 degrees. It's lovely.
It's quite pleasant.
Gujarat doesn't go like...
No.
No, it's 10, quite pleasant.
Degrees. When I go in January, it's lovely weather.
What
just right.
You're like houses, because obviously everyone's in Punjab, it's all like houses, like kotis, like, you know, like kind of farmhouses.
Yeah.
So they're quite stony.
Yeah. Like, you know, oh yeah, still same.
So aren't they really cold then?
No.
No. Oh, because you're so you're saying yours don't get that
they
cold.
Don't, no,
get,
they don't, it doesn't get that
the
cold.
Lowest I think I've been when in Gujarat, 18.
Oh, no, 19. Yeah. Punjab, I think it snowed last year or the year.
Yeah, because it gets cold over there.
But well, it's, oh, I don't know. I'm not going to get
global warming and all that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's
global
it's
warming pretty, and elections and all of that's upon us now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is election time.
We can't talk the weather out.
You know, can I share something? It's a bit weird. I don't know if this. I think we must be connected to elections. I've got three mayors that have been friendly to me in the last three weeks.
What kind of friendly? What?
Right. So.
This is a bit weird.
I'll tell you straight. Okay, I'm not gonna. This podcast has to be a place of truth, right? Mm. So, firstly, when I did Versace in Trafalgar Square,
Sadiq
came out.
Yeah,
right now
to the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hosting. Yeah. He didn't come out. He came out to the crowd to say hello, but it was a day or an afternoon before the cutoff on when they can start campaigning, so he wouldn't be allowed to campaign. After that day.
Right.
Because that's too close to the voting and he'd be using his position of the current mayor to his advantage and therefore that's not fair. So they got to kind of lay low, some sort of rule like that, right? So they said, look, when you introduce him on, do not say, you're amazing mayor. You can't be seen to slant the vote. Keep it very neutral.
Neutral.
Because it's the vote.
That must have brought back the BBC days.
Yeah, it was. It was very much like, keeping neutral. Don't swing it one way or the other.
Yeah.
And then he came out. And he went, hey, Tommy, how you doing? He goes, oh, Tommy, you know, he goes, good to see you, Tommy. And he kept saying my name on the mic. I thought, he's been a bit like...
Take it.
Overly friendly.
Take it.
And last year, I remember they tweeted, oh, great to have... our host Tommy Sandy there. So I thought, being quite charming. And he was really friendly on stage. And he went, Tommy, let's take a selfie with the crowd. Ooh. I was like, all right, mate, so that was a bit strange.
But
he's become sort of part of his propaganda or something. I know.
Ask him to get a little discount on the old
congestion charge.
CC
yeah, yeah, exactly. Sort it out, mate. Let me
and come. The old you, Les.
Yeah, exactly.
You and Les.
Louder you, Les. But then I got a message. She won't mind me saying. It's true. But it's very kind of her. Anyway, Jodhsana, who's the mayor of Redbridge. My borough, in East London, right?
But everyone's getting up on Tommy's like DMs,
she's like,
isn't it?
Oh, here are my upcoming events. Can you come to any of these?
Wants you to be seen with her.
And I went on, and I couldn't. I'm on a comedy night there, and on there. I said, but they look amazing. And one's like a tribute, Bollywood tribute night. Another one, something else. I went, but I'm doing my own Bollywood thing show near your theatre.
This guy getting in there with the mayor.
Is the Brownlow kind of becoming a bit of a politically
hang on a minute. The Brownlow, him.
Maybe they're thinking that, because obviously they're going
to
talk about
they're trying to get into it.
And then so maybe we can put the word out there, and all of a sudden we are becoming like some sort of, we're being caught up in the political warfare.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah. Another one.
Yeah.
What? Now, is there that many mayors?
No, this one's running for mayor.
You're having a mayor.
His name is Taran Gulati, right? Yeah. Taran. Businessman, very, very smart, very handsome. Many times. And what it was, Taran's got this kind of very smooth ways, like
hey, buddy.
He's not buddy at all.
This is like the imperial. This is like the imperial.
Hey, buddy. Hey, you guys. He's not from the Goonies. No.
Okay.
Honestly, he's like your. He's absolutely every kind of distinguished Asian man.
So what does he want?
I don't know. He wants to be mayor, but.
No, but what's he want with you?
So he. He did.
What's he running for?
He did an award show, London Mayor.
The bus.
London Mayor.
Yeah, the main one, right? So he's an investment banker. So
Nick's getting a piece of Tommy. He wanted a piece as well.
Right? So he's an investment banker and he's a smart guy. And he did some award show a while ago with all these billionaires in the room. And I hosted that. Jay Sean was there actually performing. No, Asha Bosley was there hanging out. Right. And that was, by the way, Asha Bosley. I said, oh, you got to sing us a song before you go. And she goes, what song do you want me to sing?
He said song as well.
Yeah, I did. Because it's Bojle. Bojle.
Shong.
And she goes,
you want to put your shlong away, mate?
Let me see that shlong. Asha, drop it down low.
Let's stop.
Yeah, let's see your Bojle. Right? And then she goes, oh, what song to her? And I went, oh, do Ye Vaada Raha.
Yeah.
I said, I love that.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, how does it start? I said, tell you what, I'll start you off. I went, right? And I look at her and I did it. She goes, I think you are one of my big fans. I was like, yeah, I am. I said, the fact that I could do an intro like that. But Asha was there, Taran's event, that's the only way I know him. So I'm not endorsing it. I'm going crazy, but that's the only way. But he was very kind to me on the messages and kind of going, look, please, help me if you can, because your support is invaluable. So there you go. I've mentioned you, Taryn. There you go. Good luck. But I'm
staying. Are we allowed to mention this? Wow. I think we might get cancelled.
This is, I don't know. This is all of a sudden. Do you know what I mean? People are using this as a vehicle to get themselves ahead in the mayor's race.
Yeah. But we're the podcast that talks about talking bins. Yeah. We're the podcast.
Can I just say, though, about this whole mayor thing?
Yeah.
But I ain't got a clue what to do on Thursday.
Oh. So
I know it's the local elections, but obviously for us Londoners,
yep.
we pick our local ones.
Not me.
So in our borough.
Yep.
And then we pick our London mayor as well. So we've got to basically tick two boxes.
Yeah.
I only get one box.
You only get one box.
Why is that?
Because I'm in Hertfordshire.
Oh, you come out of London?
So he's got no influence on the London.
I've got no influence on it.
Whereas me and you, Tommy, we have.
So do you have to pay every time you come visit us here at the house? You have to pay like some sort of like, because you're coming into London now.
No.
Well,
no, because it's not congestion charges, is it?
Oh, no.
No,
I thought maybe because he's our village guy.
Look, obviously we know that Sadiq Khan is the mayor at the moment,
yeah.
But the rest of them don't really know too much, do we?
Nah, but how much are you really going to back mayors? It depends how far you go into it. I think people who are into it are following all the news.
No, I think you're right, because a couple of the lads on Benidorm.
What's the general consensus? Because even I'm in the boys' chat. I'm like, what are we doing on Thursday?
What's the vibe?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone really knows.
Yeah, no, I think because a couple of them drive a lot.
Because it's the day this podcast comes out, so it's very relevant.
Yeah.
So a couple of them drive a lot in and around London and stuff like that. So they've got their hatred for
a certain number of people
and blah blah blah. So you know, it's that basically, and it's like, you know, if so and so gets in place, then this is what's going to happen, and they're sort of balancing it out. Like, how will it go?
I could be mayor. I'd like to be mayor. I think mayor's a good role.
I think that's worse.
Nah, because I don't think you actually do too much. You don't have to.
No, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I think it's more. I think it's more going around shaking hands.
I think
hey, what's up, people? Let's have a little view for you.
The mayor.
Make sure everyone's included.
I think the pressure's
on
you.
Keep the vibe good.
The pressure's on you because basically there's a whole set of London which gets so connected to you, and as soon as things start going wrong in London, it's visible. Whereas on a UK level, it's not as visible. Us living in London don't know the issues in Liverpool.
Yeah.
But in London, everyone knows, and you can see that there's the potholes, there's the ULIP.
Yeah,
and
so, right.
So what happens is it's your job becomes massively magnified.
Yeah. I think you want to be a mayor in the Bend somewhere up north.
Yeah.
Some random place that
nice little community
doesn't really matter.
Oh, what did my sound guy say to me the other day? He goes, oh, you're proper community living, you are.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I went, what's that mean?
Yeah.
He goes, you know, you're a community living guy. I said, what is that? And he was young. So I don't know if it's a young person term. Yeah. I went, what's that? And he went, you just say hello to everyone as you go past.
Oh.
I'm like, but we were filming outside people's houses. We're in the middle of the street. So when people open their doors, like, what's going on? There's a camera and a man stood in the street. I go, yeah, there's a camera. We just didn't know, you know,
no,
tell
you
what we're doing.
Because I didn't know what community living meant.
That's what he said. I've never heard the term.
What does community chest in Monopoly mean? Has everyone ever thought of that? That's weird as well, isn't it?
It's the community chest. I reckon have been some old term where there was a community chest and it's just not really.
Like, chance,
stunned.
You get it. Janus.
Take a chance.
But, like, is, you know.
Take a chance.
Say.
Take a chance.
Take a chance. But community chest, that's a weird one as well.
I don't know.
You've never
questioned it. You just take community chest.
Unless, was it a little box? Would it come in a little box to start with as a Monopoly set? It would come in a little chest and you open it up and you take the card out.
No, but the picture on the card is a chest.
Yeah.
But you as in a box, not a chest.
No, no.
Yeah.
It's not the front page of an FHM magazine.
No.
But
FHM magazine.
I know.
Yeah, no, so back to the mayor thing. I think it's yeah, Thursday, like, it's, where are we? We're Monday at the moment.
Yeah.
Thursday. I don't know what to do.
Nah,
and you've got to take ID this year, by the way. Don't forget
that. Yeah, you've got to take the ID. Yeah.
You're having a mayor with a mayor?
I'm having a mayor with a mayor.
No, don't worry. I'm sure you'll be fine. What have we seen? What's on the telly?
What have we seen? So I think I told you a few weeks ago, I was in the middle of watching Fallout, which is on Amazon Prime, based on the computer game, the massive, massive computer hit game and so many versions of it.
And by the way, that I have seen advertised everywhere.
Yeah, they've gone big.
It's on buses, it's on billboards, it's everywhere.
And it's brilliant because, like I told you,
it's
Amazon Prime, and it's
so
made
free if you got Prime.
Yeah, free if you got Prime, made by the same people who made Westworld. It's just
is it
made
a superhero thing?
No.
But that's what it's billed as.
No, it's not superhero.
I thought it was superheroes.
No, it's like, so it's like, I mean, it's like a computer. So the computer game is basically what happens is that America has as a nuclear bomb exploding everywhere all over it. So basically, the human race has to go underground to try and survive it.
Right.
So they build these vaults.
Bunkers.
So they become vault dwellers and bunkers. And then obviously people who couldn't make in because there's certain reasons why you got into a vault. And if you didn't get into a vault, you're going to have to try and live through this atomic, obviously, explosion. And then you might get sort of infected by it, blah, 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 you know, mutation, all of this kind of stuff.
So
and that's basically the sort of the general gist of all of that.
Oh, that's
why
it's called Fallout. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because of the Fallout.
It's the Fallout from this massive explosion. Yeah. It's really well made.
Yeah, and
you know, the music, because like the Westworld, you know, they've got old school music to it. It's all juxtapositioned really quite nicely. The filming.
Juxtaposition.
It's brilliant. It's so good.
Well done. Who's marking his media assignment?
No. But can I say, the last episode, I was watching it.
Oh, no, stop. You have to pause there, Kenji, because there's certain words, right?
That's juxtaposition. No.
I like a juxtapositioning. Okay. But I would say it knowing that, hey, guys, I'm about to say the word juxtapositioning in a sentence. Whereas you say it like, and I know,
and then casual.
I can feel your nostrils flaring when you say it. Like, I just said juxtapositioning, but you won't acknowledge that you just said that. It's not a word. It's not a word the normal average person uses. No. What were we talking about the other day when we were saying, yesterday, when I said, and it was something to do with that. I went, oh yeah, that was it.
Yes, the nation is taking up running.
That was it. I said, you know,
the nation has fallen in love with running. Well,
fallen in love. I said, that's a politician's phrase.
He said he tries to talk about things like he owns it, like he has the authority. I said, but, and I was saying to Sat,
we were saying this.
But what genuinely did I say? Sat, I said, I don't want him to change, but he just needs to know that I flipping get annoyed at it. But I don't want to change. I don't believe in changing anyone. I've always said that. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your thoughts are, what your beliefs are, what you are, how you chat, what you, you know, anything. It just doesn't matter. You happy? Wicked, right. But, you know, but if you do something which I find a bit amusing, allow me to point it out.
Oh, no. I don't mind you pointing it out at all. That doesn't bother me at all. But what I was saying, and actually, that is the only word I could think about it because it is juxtaposed.
Side by side.
No, but side by side doesn't mean juxtaposed, but it's not the exact meaning of it.
Side by side with the wicked effect. There you go. I don't sound like a dick.
Wicked effect.
Yeah.
Honestly, man.
But yesterday when I finished watching the last episode, I saw the name of the person who wrote it. And I was like, well, quickly rewinded it because I thought, hold a minute. Did you just say Sandu there?
Eh?
Thank you very much. Are you serious?
And then I said, rewound it.
Yep.
Gursimran Sandu. Writer of
what? S-A-N-D-H-U?
Yeah.
Oh, of course it was Gursimran.
Gursimran.
Gursimran. Sandu was spelled Sandu.
Not just Simran, but the sweet version.
Gursimran. No. It's a very special name. That's nice to hear.
And I thought rated. Yeah. And then I went into it a little bit. She's written for was it Game of Thrones?
Oh,
she's
really?
Done some big shows. Oh, and I'm like, you know what? Recently,
And she hasn't had a show on the Asian Network.
Like, can you believe it?
Normally, that's where they pick you up. They're like, oh, someone's making it.
No, but she's probably not big on Instagram. That's
that's funny. Yeah, it didn't take selfies.
Yeah, she's not an influencer. No. What I then notice is that, you know, these shows, these shows, they've got some brilliant Asian actors and actresses that, you know, we don't know about. They're not big in the game, or maybe they are, but we just haven't seen them before. But one of the female actresses who was like, you know, the main, one of the main baddies, again, was an Asian lady. Huh? And even in Foundation on Apple TV, her name is Kubra Sait. I don't know how you say her surname, but
Cobra Kai.
No, but she's a brilliant Indian actress as well. And I'm like, it's just a moment of feeling proud. You know what?
No, here we go.
We're getting picked up.
And I'll tell you what it is now. And they're not there as, oh yeah, and there she is, the shopkeeper. Oh, and there she
is. Yes. She was a powerful baddie in Fallout.
Not like the lady in the Andrix advert.
No.
I saw that advert again today. I
knew that was going to start.
I saw the advert, and also we had a massive debate about it in Benidorm as well.
Yeah, and?
And they could not believe as well, and this is from the English people, that they put the Asian person going for the dump.
Okay, but I was thinking about this afterwards, and the thing I didn't get to say is, maybe the fact that you're offended is because you are projecting the stereotype.
Agree.
It's like someone saying, oh, if you support Spurs, all Spurs fans are something or another, right? All abusive, right?
Yeah.
Or aggressive, whatever. And you're like, no, but that's their experience, so they're applying it to everyone. I'm like, no, you can't do that. And what people are doing, what you're doing now by saying, look, they made the Asian woman fart. They got together and went, I know, to make this advert work.
I agree.
And actually, that's because deep down, what you're saying is, Asian women fart and Asian women, Asian people are smelly.
Yeah, of course, it's deep down
trauma. Or
you're
conscious that
it's trauma. It is trauma that we've grown up with, and that's how, you know, we've had the mickey taken out of us. But anyway Fallout. Brilliant, worth a watch.
Can I talk about something that I watched? And do you know what? I breezed through it in 2 days.
Apparently, go on.
Baby Reindeer.
Oh, brilliant. I've heard lots of good things
Everyone's watching it.
It's wild, boys. There's no other word
true
to...
True story.
True story. The guy that this actually happened to is the guy that's playing the character in it.
It's only, what, six or seven episodes?
It's seven episodes.
And they're short.
And
the juxtaposition.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
No. Tell them about what the basic setup
is. It's basically about, a guy works in a bar. One day a lady came in. She couldn't afford whatever she wanted. So he goes, look, I'll give you a cup of tea. She's quite sad. Like, she was upset. So obviously, being the nice person he was, that's it. She became a stalker, but on another level. It's not normal stalking. It was ridiculous. And you kind of see the journey of sort of how that evolves. And then he's got some other problems going on in his life. And some parts of it, like, I think episode 4 or something, like between episode 1 and 3, you're like laughing a lot because you're like,
is it a bit slow to start with?
It is very funny from the beginning because the lady, Martha, is a character. But then episode 4 comes along and you're like, you're shocked because of the bad stuff that's happened to this guy. So it's like, it's really dark and really deep, as well as being really hilarious. Because some of the stuff... He's a stand-up comedian. Yeah. But some of the stuff that she comes out with, honestly, unbelievable.
Okay, great.
Outrageous kind of humour. It's not meant to be humorous because it's all serious.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. I found it so funny. Yeah.
In the last 24, 48 hours, I've had about 3 people mention it. I mean, have you seen Baby Reindeer yet? You got to. It's only just come out.
It's been out for a couple of weeks. It's been out for a couple of weeks.
But it kind of gained a bit of momentum over the last, like, you know, week or so. I know a lot of people watching
it. I haven't seen anything. I don't know if it's Friday. All day Thursday, filming cookery show. All day Friday, last week, cookery show. Saturday, what was happening Saturday? Oh, we were out for dinner, kids stuff. I thought I should spend a day with my children, as soon as apparently they're mine. And then on a Sunday, we did the show.
Yep.
And here we are Monday. I'm like, I'm just out the TV loop. I'm completely out. So I want to be a catch up. So as you know, a while ago, I finished off watching Chumkila, which I did like.
I finished it.
I finished Chumkila. And you know what? It's good because for me, the story was, and of course I'm going to relate to this, it was cancel culture. It was, here he was doing, he does naughty songs. That's what he's known for.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what kind of line the film was going to go down. But basically it's about how his songs are a bit naughty and all a bit saucy and all a bit about shagging and getting it on.
Yeah.
And that was just too much. And they said he's putting a bad rep on the religion and the cult community in Punjab and all that. But you know, you see him as an artist, you see what him trying to respond to what people want, you know, what's working out there. And you can just relate. That's what it is. So whether you're into the Punjabi sort of side of music or him and all that, and I, to be honest, I didn't know much about him at all, but I'm terrible like that. I'm just not very
well-read. I saw that new Ghostbusters film as well.
Afterlife.
Hold a minute, okay.
So is Afterlife?
There was...
Frozen.
How many new Ghostbusters have there been? They did the female one.
Yeah.
1 and 2, I think.
Yeah.
Then they did one with kids, which was the last one.
That was the last one.
Yeah, and now this is... Yeah.
So this is, I think, continues from that.
Yeah, it does. Because it's got some of those people
I haven't seen any of those
ones. Are these a group of men again? Or are they...
No, so this is like a family.
Yeah.
It's like the mum, dad, and... Yeah. Mum, dad, a guy and a girl.
They win the last one.
Yeah. Right, so the son and daughter.
Yeah.
Oh no, the daughter is Egon Spengler's kid.
Oh, is it in real life?
Yeah.
In the story.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So she looks like
she looks like
the last
one. She was in the last one, yeah.
And this one, I mean, look, I haven't seen any of the other ones, right? And I just put this on because I just wanted a bit of, you know, sort of time pass. And I thought, let's just see how it goes. Because I do, you know, Ghostbusters was part of our youth. Mm-hmm. And actually, for me, it did the job. It's old school Ghostbusters, you know, it's not going to be...
Plasma green thing?
There's all the plasma. The green Slimer's in it. There's some nice little throwbacks to the original first film. Mm. Obviously,
Bill Murray is he? Does he make a little?
Bill part? Murray and then all of the original Ghostbusters turn up in there. I thought, you know what? It's fun. It's fun. It was a good film. It wasn't great, but it's good.
But when
an airplane film, I'd watch it on an airplane.
I remember, I still can remember the feeling of watching Ghostbusters. think we went to the cinema as well to watch it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
One or two?
One. It would have been one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think two's better.
I can't remember.
Don't be silly.
But all I remember.
Do you know why I like number two?
Yeah.
Bobby Brown did the soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I do. What was that song? What was his?
On
the?
Our Own. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I can't remember that one.
No, because no one watched Ghostbusters 2 apart from
Ghostbusters 2 is amazing.
No,
but no.
Bobby Brown's in the film.
Yeah, I remember him.
Do you remember him in the film?
Yeah, I do. But I'm no. What I'm saying is that excitement.
That's with the painting, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the painting
and the slime under the.
Remember that?
And the slime underneath the city. Remember
the slime underneath the city? Mad. Because I had the computer game Ghostbusters.
Number one is brilliant as well, but I just remember number two more.
Okay.
You remember your number two's more?
Yeah, more, yeah.
I remember Marshmallow Man coming at the end.
Yeah, that was number one.
But I'm saying,
yeah.
when there was a scene when the books are just coming off the shelf in the library. Do you remember that scene?
Yes. And then the ghost.
Yes.
Yeah, and that, when that was happening, you're like, I can remember my excitement.
Pooed yourself.
Yeah, but it's fear.
I actually screamed the first time, you know, because you know when he goes down that... The ghost,
this is great!
The ghost is waiting in the bookcases. And it comes in.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Can I give a quick mention to something I'm watching on BBC One?
Go on.
Blue Light.
Oh, Blue Light. Red, quite good. Red Light.
Blue Light.
Oh, Blue Lights. Yeah, yeah.
Red Lights is
Red Eye. Red Eye.
Not where you went in Benidorm.
Red Eye is the other new one that started. Yeah.
No, Blue Light. Good little police, little drama thing.
Yeah.
I can't remember where it's set, but yeah, it's good.
Island?
Really good. Yeah, Island. Sorry, yes, Island.
Yeah.
Really good.
I'll give that a go. I want to watch that. Baby Reindeer, all of those.
But yeah, Baby Reindeer, get on that.
Right, things we've learned, gentlemen.
Things we learned.
What have you learned? I learned what a Garbo was.
Garbo?
Yeah.
Wow, that is...
Someone in the audience said it yesterday.
That is A-level plus, like, level Gujarati. The average Gujarati would not know that word.
I was telling a story about how when my dad goes out, when he used to, in his, growing up, and he'd go out and he'd come back home late from like being out with the lads.
Yeah.
My mum would have all the food ready and the roti would be wrapped up in it. I said, oh, we call it a porna. Like, you know, your roti's wrapped up.
Porna?
Yeah, that cloth.
Right.
It's called a porna.
Punjabi porno.
I don't. I'm a porna star. I'll make a 5-star pornas. Call me porna star. And I've got Sonny Leone to endorse them.
What?
He's my porna star.
Porna. So what? It's like a cloth and they wrap,
just to wrap
just
it
to keep
up.
It moist.
Yeah, keep your roti warm. And there was a group of Gujaratis, as there always are on my shows. And I went, oh, what do you guys call it? And she went, garbo.
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 Yeah. But it's not cloth.
Oh, isn't it?
It's a tin.
It's a tin.
Like a container.
Oh, see, you got fancy tins for everything. See, back at the beginning
of
the
month. Yeah, it's more a tin. So it's more like a flat, round tin that you can put your roti in there.
Okay. But that was more like the unofficial thing I learned.
That's a good one.
The proper thing I've
learned. I haven't heard that word. People don't use that word anymore.
Garbo, throw it in, man. I found out. Oh, there's another part two sort of half thing I found out.
Well, yeah, in the car, yesterday.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to go with that one. Okay.
Go on.
Me and Satcher in the car.
Yeah.
And did it come on the radio?
It was on the radio, yeah.
Yeah. And they went, oh, da da da. It went... And you know you can change Alexa's name on your Alexa speaker.
Oh.
Right? And I said, I bet you and not a lot of people know that.
I don't think they do.
That you can customize your Alexa, whatever you want.
You can change it to whatever you want.
Hey, Santosh.
Yeah, because it's a wake word.
Whatever you want.
It's just a word that wake that device.
Hey, juxtapositioning.
Wow. Whatever. Do that.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you done it?
No, of course not. I've done it. When he found out last night, and I'm like, and then Satch went, hold a minute. Double check it though.
Double check that.
But I can imagine that you can. But in which case,
what? You haven't double checked it then?
No. I haven't double checked it, but I
would double check
this. This is suspect.
I don't, because Alexa is a brand.
I've heard that you can change it. So I've heard that. I've heard that before.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, maybe we get someone to try it and let us know.
Yep, to change Alexa's name. All you got to do is go, Alexa, change your wake word to...
Lulu.
You can change... Well, it says... No.
It can't
you
be
can change Alexa's name to Ziggy...
Boring.
Computer...
That's right.
Amazon or Echo. Unfortunately, you can't choose custom names.
I think that'll come, though. I think that'll come.
Yeah,
I think it'll come.
Yeah, but it might be on Alexa.
Hey, Prasad.
Yeah.
I reckon it's got to be the next step. Okay, then I will do my fact. The fact I found out is, and I don't know if everyone's seen this, because
here we go. This is third attempt. Come on in.
No, what?
Round three.
I'm definitely making the Christmas special. That's what I'm saying. Is if you're sleepy around your other half, if suddenly being around your other half makes you sleepy,
they're boring.
Yeah, that's what you think, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No. Oh. It means you're in love, people. Oh. It means you're in love.
How?
Because your oxytocin and serotonin, that's all released from being in love.
Yeah.
Is what makes you sleepy. So when your body releases these hormones and the dopamine when you're together, it makes you feel more sleepy.
I'm feeling sleepy now.
Yeah, because I'm doing my Asian cooking voice
right
for Instagram and TikTok. Hi, this is no ordinary paratha.
No.
These are no ordinary Ferrero Rochers. These are knockoff cheap ones that Kedge bought at duty free. So basically, if being around your other half makes you feel sleepy, you are chemically in tune with each other. You love each other. And that's why you're feeling sleepy, because you just want to lay down together. Love me better.
Well, I'm going to carry on from that, to do with chemicals and how your brain works, actually. So I didn't know this, and this is what I learned.
Well, you were experimenting over the weekend.
And then here we go. This is brilliant, and I was fascinated by this. But firstly, your brain can't receive two signals at the same time.
Hold on, say that again.
Your brain can't receive two signals at the same time. That is why. When we have got
By signals, what do you mean? Will you explain that?
So I'll explain it. So when you are got a little bit of pain, say you've got some pain in your ankle or your arm or your finger. Yeah. Say if you've burnt your finger.
Yeah.
Right. And then you put ice on it.
Yeah.
Right. So the reason why we put ice on it is because basically that feeling of the pain is overpowering
the other feeling.
The feeling, because you can only receive one
signal.
Signal.
Like referral.
So that's why we always use ice on pain, because it's a bigger feeling that gets to your brain. Same way. Now this is where
But ice also reduces swelling.
Oh yeah, yeah. But like, you know, I'm talking about a burning sensation. So that's why you put ice on it. Right. So this is where moving on from that, your brain, obviously, there's certain parts that you feel on the left-hand side of your brain and certain parts that you feel on the right-hand side of your brain.
Yeah.
So a lot of people who suffer from anxiety feel that it's on your left side of your brain. Okay, you feel anxiety on the left side of the brain, and the opposite of anxiety is creativity.
Oh, is it?
And creativity you feel on the right side of your brain. Okay,
so the anxiety is on my left, Kedge, and the good stuff, the creativity is on my right, which is where Satch is.
That's where Satch is.
Just saying.
So
if
you are feeling a little bit anxious, and
this
people,
side
can, yeah, if you're that side, yeah, right, all you need to do is pick up a pencil.
And stab it.
No. Okay, drawing. Get creative. And you take it away.
And
it overpowers the anxiety side of your brain. Good. And I thought, that is, you know what? Try that.
But that's why people do the painting to relax and all that. Or anything.
Colouring by numbers. Look all of that kind of stuff.
Sport is creative.
Exactly.
It's a team sport. Particularly.
Yeah.
So that
so give that a go.
I like that.
And I thought that for me was
that is a good thing I've learned. And it's instantly, I think, there's no one that can question it.
Exactly.
You're like, actually, that's right.
That's right.
I don't know about the left and right. Like, I don't know about the left and right.
No, but I've obviously got this from a medical expert.
And I've always said, a workout, I lie in bed sometimes, and you know, you all go through hard times. You don't know, sometimes you're worrying about this, worrying about that. As soon as you start working out, you go play basketball, everything's better.
Back in the game.
Even if you go for a walk, it makes such a big difference.
There you go. There you go.
The thing I learned.
Yes.
A phrase.
Go on.
What is a mouse potato?
A mouse.
Mouse potato.
Hold on. It's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Is it a type of potato?
No.
No.
No, okay. So it's something that happens to the cat.
Is it a dish?
No.
I don't know why. I thought it was playing on couch potato.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if it's a mouse potato, so rather than being someone who sits on a couch, you sit on a mouse?
You're a bit of a scurrier.
No.
You're there, Tommy.
Oh. No, I can't.
Where's a mouse?
Under it.
At a computer. Someone who spends a lot of time on the computer.
Mouse potato. Yeah, you're a mouse potato.
Mouse potato, mate. If you're always on the computer, like even working like for leisure, whatever.
Yeah.
Mouse potato.
Mouse potato.
It's a good phrase. It's a good phrase. Mouse, my wife's a mouse potato. She'll start work at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
She'll still be on the computer 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, mouse potato, mate.
Mouse potato. She don't make no potatoes. And by the way, sorry, can I just quickly tangent off?
Oh.
The amount of like women that I meet, you women, I'm talking to you, right? And when I do the cooking show, the mums and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They go, you can go home and tell your wife to cook this now. Does your wife? Does your wife make this? Does your wife make that? I went, listen, and I've said it so many times now, it's becoming actually a cliche.
What, they say that to you?
Yeah, meaning like, oh, like you can, you know, get your wife to cook this, yeah. or tell your wife how to make this, or next time bring your wife over.
No, why don't you come over and make it?
Right. No, but not only that. Firstly,
she ain't his wife.
Firstly, they're assuming that I can't cook. Yeah, right? Yeah. Number one. Secondly, they're saying, you know, get her over, and I'm like, sorry, I said, can I tell you something? And I've said it four times in the last week. I went, she don't cook jack.
Yeah.
Nothing. But I like cooking, yeah, as you know. And I'm like, that's why. And also, she's a mouse potato.
She's a mouse potato. She's
like, bring her in a lunch. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I said, you know, meals, but like sometimes when I'm away filming, yeah, of course she'll cook. She can cook and she's a great cook. Mm. But I just, that's my domain. She does all the washing of the clothes, for example, all the folding, all of that.
Yeah.
I've touched the washing machine 3 times since I've lived here, 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. But the pots and pans and the washing and the dishes and all that kind of stuff.
That's more bandy, man.
Yeah, man. I'm chunky.
Yeah.
Call me chunky. So what I'm saying, but just, if it was the other way around, I was like, oh, I feel stereotyped as a man. Mm. But I'm over it now. So thank you very much. Thank you for giving me the space, guys.
That's okay.
To share.
We're here to give you space.
To share. Exactly.
Because that's why we're juxtaposition.
We got the heavy stuff with the light stuff juxtaposition together. Yeah. I've got anxiety and creativity juxtaposition.
That's it.
I don't want to hear that word again for the rest of this year.
This podcast has been called juxtapositioning. We've got it now. It's just,
I'm not calling it.
Okay, right now, I don't know what's written on your Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever it is, Deezer, GL7. I don't know what the title is.
We'll get to it somehow.
Basically, you'll find out whether Satch got his way and it's not called juxtapositioning, or whether we went, go on, Satch.
Go on, Satch. Go on, Satch. No, it's not.
Satch, go on. Just call it juxtapositioning. It's done.
No, because he has to spell it.
Yeah.
What a prick.
Until next week. Laters.
Laters.
Laters.